It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacapaul Valley High School for section boys basketball. Round number one. The winner moves on. We'll play in Montevideo on Saturday, and the loser's done for the season. It's Lacapaul Valley and the Renville County West Jaguars going at it tonight here in boys basketball. Glad you're with us on Q92. And first thing I want to do is congratulate the Team United and Coach Hank Ireland on a fantastic team state tournament, fifth place. They just took, and you just heard that with Danny Lee and Dick Newman from the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. And a little while later tonight, they're doing a post-game show right now with Hank Ireland and some of the boys, and celebrating a fifth-place finish in Class AA team wrestling. So we'll get to that after the basketball game here tonight. So once again, congratulations, Team United. It was a tough first match against Casson Mandeville. They lost 47-18, and then they beat Mora 42-30, and just completed a 35-32 win over Pequot Lakes. Came right down to heavyweight, and Brady Rohde won 4-2 to clinch fifth place for his team. So fun time down there at the XL Energy Center, and Dick Newman, Danny Lee, they'll be back tomorrow for the start of the individual tournament at the XL Energy Center. And that continues Thursday and Friday. Let's talk section boys basketball tonight. Of course, two games being played tonight. Yellow Medicine East is hosting Wabasso in the other play-in game. And that starts in a little while as well in Granite Falls. And then our game here, Lacapaul Valley in Renville County West. The Eagles come in with an 8-18 record. And the Jaguars are 4-22. The Jaguars, four wins. They beat Ortonville twice, and they beat Sleepy Eye during the course of the season. During the season, the Eagles and the Jaguars played two times in the Camden Conference, and the Eagles won both times. And the first game was very close, a 5-point win for Lacapaul Valley at RCW, 59-54. That happened back on December 9th. And then on January 31st, at Lacapaul Valley here, boy, the Eagle boys, they put up 92 points on the Jaguars, 92-72 for a 20-point win back on January 31st. The winner of this game will take on the Lakeview Lakers Saturday at 2:30 in Montevideo. Lakeview, the number two seed in the tournament. Time now for your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Your starting lineups brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. For the Renville County West Jaguars, they start three seniors, a sophomore and a junior. 6'1", Adam Schrupp, good ball player. He wears number 3, he's a senior. His brother, Ryan Schrupp, number 4, he's 6'1", and a sophomore. Jack Wordish, 6'1", junior. Number 11, Isaac Haynes. Haynes is a 5'9", senior. Number 13, Jace Miller. Miller's a 6'2", senior. Their head coach is Matt Hunter-Cook, assisted by Rich Schrupp and Brady Huerta. For the Lacapaul Valley Eagles tonight, the Eagles starting 5'3", 11, 23, 34, and 35. And number 3 is Davis Passer, a 5'11 sophomore guard. Number 11 is Eli Heglin. Eli's a 6'4 junior. Number 23, Matthew Arndt. Arndt's a 5'11 sophomore. Number 34 is 6'4 junior Caden Bolden. And number 35, 6'5 junior T.J. Mitchell. The Eagles are coached by Robin Rademacher, head coach, and assisted by Joel Voorhees and John Redipenny. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Once again, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. And that's where I have my insurance with Tony. He does a great job. We got Section Girls Basketball. Let's talk Section Girls Basketball for a minute here. Got a little time. Tomorrow night I'll be in at the RA facility in Marshall. 6 o'clock game. It's the Section 3A North Basketball, Girls Basketball Championship. The Lacapal Valley Eagles taking on the Minneota Vikings. And it'll be the third time this year these two teams have seen each other. The Eagles defeated Minneota on their home court for the Camden Conference Championship just a couple weeks ago. So it's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be a great game. Our facility tomorrow night will be rocking. That's a 6 o'clock start. Bart Hill will be joining me on the broadcast. And it should be a lot of fun, that's for sure. All right. I think that'll wrap up our Subway pregame show. Here, both teams are on the floor warming up. The band is here. The Lacapal Valley Pep Band is playing. The students are. It's a blackout. Everyone's dressed in black, and the fans are coming into the gymnasium here. A lot of RCW fans making the trip over. They're sitting in front of me here, and the Eagle fans here are in good numbers as well. So with that, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem, and we'll be back with the start of the Section 3A Boys Basketball Tournament, the Eagles and the Jaguars, right after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by CCM Health and Montevideo, Kyle's Small Engine Repair, Madison Dental Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, B. Johnson Electric, Ludvigson Timelink, Trontossil Seeds, Jim's Market in Canby, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Canby Meat Center, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jenny O. Turkey Store, American Surplus, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company, Midwest Truck Parts, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Section Sports brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency, Sewearable Designs, Sturtevant's of Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, City Hall Bar and Grill, A&B Auto, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Larson Tiling Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Topti Auto and Sales, Kluver Law Office, Heather Nursery, Mattress Barn and Marshall, United Prairie Bank, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Dawson Truck Parts, Section Sports brought to you by Cargill and Madison, Fixin Chiropractic, Tenson Marine, House of Spirits, Canby Farmers Grain, Woodstock Telephone Company, Madison Bottling, The Western Guard, MVTV Wireless, Citizens Alliance Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Southwest Insurance Services, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Erickson Chevrolet, Frog at Auction and Real Estate, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Section Sports brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Appleton Area Health, Gislason's Hardware, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Klein Insurance, Lee Motor Company, And Section Sports brought to you by Prins Bank, Doug Service and Marine, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Jubilee Foods, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power, REC, KB's Bar and Grill, The Strand Agency, Steve Haas, Minneota Building Center, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Edward Jones and Company, NB Golf Cars, and Johnson Memorial Health Services.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramel here at the Eagles Nest for Section 3A Boys Basketball Playoffs. The lights are out here in the gymnasium, and the spotlights are on as Bart Hill, the public address announcer, is introducing the RCW Jaguars, and then the Eagles will be introduced. Kind of a new thing here at Lacapoil Valley for player introductions to shut the gym lights off, get some music going, and you got spotlights on the players out on the gym floor, much like they do at an NBA game. And that's what's happening right now. Looking forward to it once again. Congratulations to Team United Wrestling. Coach Hank Ireland is the coaching staff, Ryan Swenson and the others. It was a great day out at the SL Energy Center in St. Paul as the Team United took fifth place today. And watching a little bit of it, pretty excited. A lot of hugs and smiles. And by the way, Dick Newman will be doing a post-game show. We'll play that after the game, after the basketball game is over. We will play that post-game show here on Q92. Dick is interviewing some of the guys and the coaches, as I understand. So, all right, I'm ready. For Section Boys Basketball, the road to the state tournament begins tonight. You win, you move on, you lose, you're done. The winner, of, as I mentioned earlier, will play Saturday in Montevideo. They'll play the Lakeview Lakers at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. RCW Jaguars in their white away jerseys. Matt Hunter Cook, their coach. It's the Shrupp boys, Wordish, Hain, and Miller. For the Eagles, Passer, Hagelin, Arndt, Molden, and Mitchell. Eagles in their home red. Last time these two teams played, Lacapoil Valley put up 92 points. A lot of students here tonight. Nice crowd for a Thursday night. Here we go, the opening tip. The Eagles have it. And the ball goes to Davis Patcher. Eagles are going to my left here. Passer will drive to the basket, kicks it to TJ. TJ Mitchell underneath the Eagle basket, puts it up, shot up, and he is fouled right away by Jack Wordish. So the Eagles go down the floor. Coach Robin Rademacher applauding. And 6'5" junior TJ Mitchell at the line. Good ball player, good athlete, good football player. And he missed his first free throw. Eagles 8 wins on the season. RCW 4 wins on the season. Second free throw is good. There's our first point of the game coming from TJ Mitchell from the free throw line. Looks like man-to-man defense here for Lacapoil Valley. Here's a three-pointer by Miller from the corner. Chase Miller drops a three deep in the corner for Renville County West. Nice pure shot there by Miller. And the Jaguars have a 3-1 lead. Here's Caden Molden for three. Can he answer back? Off the back iron. Goes all the way out to midcourt. And Kevin official says it's out of bounds. It's RCW basketball. Lacapoil Valley students are all dressed in black tonight. Here's Ryan Shrupp. He's just a sophomore. He's 6'1". Kind of a tall team. Well over 6 foot. They drop it down. Here's a three-pointer by Ryan Shrupp from the baseline. That's no good. And tying the ball up, we got a jump ball. Jack Wordish. And it might have been Arndt or TJ Mitchell tying the ball up there. RCW leading 3-1. Just started here at Lacapoil Valley tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Tomorrow night, I'll be in Marshall at the RA facility for Section Girls Basketball. short baseline jumper there by Miller. Miller, Chase Miller, 5, Lacapaw Valley, 1 is what the score is. Eagles aren't. Matthew's an outstanding young basketball player for Lacapaw Valley. Arndt will put up a shot. He scores. Nice jump shot there by Matthew Arndt. 5-3 RCW. Isaac Hain. Oh, driving to the basket was Ryan Schrupp. He gets his own, missed the shot, gets his own rebound. And Caden Molden gets the ball, passes it to Hagelin. Eli goes and scores. Nice assist from Caden Molden, and Eli went hard to the basket. Eli's got those long legs and a couple strides. He's there. And we're all tied up 5-5. Here's a long three-pointer from the top of the key by Ryan Schrupp. He drops a three. And the Jaguars lead by 3-8-5. Fireworks early here. Look at Patcher on her head, and Stupid scores! What was that by Davis Patcher? Nice layup, or I want to call it a layup. It's kind of an underhand scoop. Adam Schrupp bounces it. Kick by Caden Molden. 8-7. Jaguars. 15:22 to go here in the first half. Great crowd here tonight. Jaguars inbound the ball, leading by 1 point. You're a senior, and you want your season to continue. Oh, look at Miller. Drives up, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Caden Molden. Passer. Davis out at midcourt, directing traffic here. Gets a screen from Eli. Now Hagelin with the basketball. He'll spin it. Oh, nice. Look at the move by Hagelin. He scores. Oh, what a spin move by Eli Hagelin. And he puts the Eagles on top, 9-8. Great move there by Eli. Oh, wide open underneath is number 3. That's Adam Schrupp. Missed the shot. Adam gets the ball back. Here's a long three-pointer by Hain, and Hain hits the three. That's the third three-pointer here in the first half for Renville County West, and they retake the lead 11-9. What a start to this basketball game. It's a wild one already. Caden out front. When Caden gets going, look out. The big guy, crossover dribble, goes to the basket. He's pushed to the floor. Caden will go to the free throw line. Not sure who the foul was on. Number 5, that's Jack Wertish, his first. 11-9 RCW. Caden Molden at the free throw line. Free throw's on its way, and it's good. 11-10. Now Caden can tie the ball game up with a second free throw here. Free throw's up, and good. It almost went out, but it went in. And we're tied 11-11. Jaguars quickly up the floor. Eagles get back defensively. Ryan Schrupp, number 4, dribbles to the top of the key. Hagelin guarding him. Number 31 on the Driggs on the comes off the bench now. 11-11 is the score. Oh, and the Jaguars throw it away. Number 31, Jonathan Driggs, an eighth grader, folks. We've got an eighth grader on the floor. Ball went right through his hands, out of bounds. So Lacapaw Valley with the basketball. See if they can break this 11-11 tie. Matthew Arndt. Oh, back door to Davis. Top of the key goes to Hagelin. Back to Davis for 3. No, it won't go. Rebounded by Adam Schrupp. Here's a long three-pointer by Hain. That rolls off the rim, and a good box out there by T.J. Mitchell. T.J. Mitchell grabs the rebound. We're still tied 11-11. Caden, right wing to Eli. 12:58 to go here in the first half. Acapulco students are on their feet. Molden, top of the key. Caden's going to drive. Push off. Shot up by Molden. No good. Rebounded there by Ryan Schrupp. And Schrupp's off and running in the paint. Splits the defenders, and he's fouled. And Ryan Schrupp will go to the free throw line for Lacapal Valley. At the line, number four, Ryan Schrupp. Schrupp is up and good. 4 points for Schrupp here in the first half. He had a three-pointer earlier. And that breaks that 11-11 tie. It's 12-11 and still 12-11. Schrupp missed the free throw and it goes out of bounds. Oh, last touch by T.J. Mitchell. So the Jaguars will get the ball underneath their own basket, leading the Eagles 12-11. Here's Ryan Schrupp over to number 21, Mungai, who's into the game for the first time for the Jaguars. Here's a three-point attempt by Adam Schrupp, and Adam Schrupp, that's the fourth Jaguar to hit a three here in the first half. 15-11, 12-16 to play. Davis goes down, tries to go. Davis passer with an acrobatic move and scores. And it's 15-13. Here's another three-pointer. That's by Miller. It's off the mark. No good. Passer with the rebound. Davis stops his dribble. Back out to Hagelin at the top of the key. Hagelin to Patzer. 15-13. Two-point lead for RCW. Kick it to Hagelin. Baseline, Eli. Cut off nicely there by Ryan Schrupp. Here's Matthew Art for a three-pointer from the top of the key. Hits the front of the rim. Rebounded by Adam Schrupp. Two-point lead for the Jaguars, and they have the possession. Here's Ryan. Goes in the paint, forces up a shot. No good. Matthew Arndt with the rebound. Matthew Arndt, now to TJ, and a travel call on TJ Mitchell. Turnover, Lacapal Valley. 15-13 Jaguars. What a first half this has been so far. Amazing. You wouldn't guess both teams. The Eagles with eight are 8-18. The Jaguars are 4-21. They're not playing like that, that's for sure. Oh, look at TJ Mitchell just ripped the ball out of the hands of Joe Valdonovos. Rademacher's in for the Eagles, substituting. Eagles with the ball down by two. Patzer for a long three. Nothing but net for Davis Patzer. And the Eagles have a one-point lead, 16-15. Folks, this game might be 90-90, and the last possession will win it, the way this is going, playing out here in the first half. Jaguars go down, try to bank it in. No good. And then Driggs throws the ball out of bounds. And so the Eagles will get the ball in there with their one-point lead. Here comes Lacapal Valley's Caden Molden across midcourt. 16-15 Eagles. Caden hits number five. All press for a shot. That's no good. TJ with the rebound. Mitchell looking to go up strong. Missed the shot. Might have been partially blocked there. The Jaguars grab it. Schrader. Adam Schrupp. Top of the key. Three by Valdanios. No good. Rebounded there by Allpress. Allpress. With the basketball. Oh, and then a carry called on Allpress. Turnover by Lacapal Valley. Jaguars will inbound the ball. They're down by a point. We're under 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Looking at the Lacapal crowd. Man, there's a lot of Lacapal fans here tonight. That's good to see. Great to see. Well, the Jaguars could take the lead with a basket. Down by a point. Hayne. Down to the eighth grader, Drake. And the Caden Molden just takes the ball away from underneath the basket. Molden Caden looking to drive to the baseline. Does quick pass across the court. The ball went out of bounds. Ball went out of bounds there. Caden was trying to throw it underneath the Eagle basket in the corner, and the ball bounced on the out-of-bounds line, it looked like. Lock and foul 16, RCW 15. 9:20 to play in the first half. Jaguars with the basketball. Here's a jump shot by Mungai at the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Hain. He puts the shot up and scores. Hain scores, number 11. He's got 5 points. And the Jaguars take the lead. But offense with a three-point shot. That missed. Rademacher gets the rebound. Kicks it back out to Patcher. Patcher from NBA range hits a three. Davis Patcher. 10 points for Patcher. That was, folks, that one was from way beyond the three-point arc, believe me. 19-17 Eagles, and drive into the basket to RCW Strupp. He's fouled. Couldn't believe Patcher was going to pull up and shoot a three from that far out, and it was nothing but net. Foul was on number 10 of the Eagles, Peyton Rademacher. So at the line is Ryan Strupp, and Ryan Strupp's free throw is good. And it's 19-18. Patcher's going to get a breather. Arndt back in. Ryan Strupp, second free throw attempt to try to tie the game up, and he missed the shot. And now an over back as Hagelin was getting the rebound. The Jaguar Mungai was over his back. Got a foul there. His first. Eagles will go the full length of the court here. They lead 19-18. But Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up in about 9 minutes. Rademacher dribbles to his right side. Eagles have a one-point lead. Rademacher now a five-second call on Rademacher. Turnover, Lacapal Valley. So the Jaguars down by one. Cross the midcourt. That's Ryan Strupp with the basketball. So drops it down in the paint. Rademacher crashes in to Miller. Miller was going to catch the ball, and Rademacher smoked him. Substitutes coming in. Rademacher out. Looks like Patzer's back in. Looks like the Jaguars will inbound it. They get it in to Ryan Strupp out of the top of the key, being guarded by Hagelin. And now Patzer got a hand on it. Steals the ball. Look at the hustle by Davis. Patzer. Jump ball. Great hustle there by Patzer. That was 13, Miller, I believe. And the possession is going to belong with the Eagles. That was all-out hustle there by Patzer. Molden's going to get a breather. Eagles will inbound it on their side with their one-point lead, 19-18. Arndt to Eli Hagelin. Top of the key to Patzer. About where he shot the three-pointer before. Patzer will go to the basket. Tried to kiss it off the glass. He's fouled, and Patzer is hurt as he hit the gym floor. Now he gets up. And looks like Davis will be okay. He's going to walk to the free throw line. 19-18, Eagles. And Davis Patzer, who has 10 points. He's hit two threes in the first half here. Try to extend this one-point lead for the Eagles, and he missed the shot. Missed the free throw. Jack Wurdish back in for RCW. Score remains 19-18, Lacapal Valley here in the first half. And Patcher will get a second free throw. He leads all scorers with 10 points. Make that 11. He made the second free throw. He's got 11. And it's a two-point lead. 20-18, Lacapal Valley, 7:48 to play in our first half. And, oh, Alpress steals the ball, and then he stepped out of bounds. Well, the Eagles are hustling out there right now. 20-18. Lacapal Valley will try to get an update on the other game. The other play-in game tonight, Yellow Medicine East is hosting Wabasso. Jaguars with the ball. Strupp in the paint, kicks it out to Ryan Strupp for three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by T.J. Mitchell. Hatcher with the basketball. Hatcher wanted to pull the trigger on three. Gets it over to Allpress. And Allpress steps out of bounds. 2018 Eagles. And Ryan Strupp, left wing it goes. No, nice pass inside. Oh, blocked by T.J. Mitchell. Adam Strupp was going to use his left hand, and there was T.J. Mitchell with those long arms blocking the ball out of bounds. Jaguars inbound it. They're going to go to the top of the key to Hain. Hain, all press guarding him. Here's a long three-pointer by Ryan Strupp, and Strupp hits the three, his second. He's got 8 points for RCW, and with that three-pointer by Strupp, he's put him up ahead, 21-20. Patcher tried a three there, and that hit the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Adam Strupp. Strupp goes by all press, and looks like Patcher's going to pick up the foul. Pretty entertaining first half here at the Eagles Nest tonight. 21-20 Jaguars with a one-point lead, and at the free throw line is the Jaguars' Adam Schrupp, his senior, and he makes the free throw. Schrupp with six. Caden Molden coming in, all press out. It's a two-point lead, and Schrupp will try to make it a three-point lead, and he does just that. And it's a three-point lead for Renville County West over Lacapau Valley, 23-20. Pat Eagles with the basketball. Here's Matthew Arndt. Goes to the left side. Tried to dish it off to TJ. And it's no picked up there by the Jaguars. Jaguars, number four, Ryan Strupp, the sophomore. Into the corner. Here's a long three-pointer. No good. No, what a nice rebound by Caden Molden. Holy cow. Caden Molden boxed out well there. Now Coach Rademacher's calling a full timeout. So with a full timeout on the floor, we'll take a commercial break. It's RCW 23, Lacapau Valley 20. We'll be right back.
Your home is the one place where everything should be perfect, including your air. Larry's Refrigeration and Heating helps you achieve the perfect air you deserve with reliable, groundbreaking, award-winning Lennox products. Call Larry's Refrigeration and Heating to hear more about how we can help you feel healthier and happier in your home. It doesn't get any more perfect than that. Call us today in Ortonville at 320-839-3882 or in Madison at 320-598-3334 or visit us online at larryshvacr.com. Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Rademacher. The Jaguars lead Lacapau Valley 23-20. Here in Section 3A boys basketball play-in game. Round one, there's a look at Caden go to the basket. Overshot the basket and rebounded there by the Jaguars and then a foul on Molden. 23-20, RCW leading, and they got the basketball as they bring it up to four with 5:48 to play here in the first half. Jaguars drop it down low. Blocked by TJ. Goes loose at midcourt. Jaguars pick it up. Here's a three-pointer by Adam Schrupp again. Listen to the RCW fan Schrupp with another three-pointer. He has 10 points and the biggest lead of the night for any team, 26-20. Eli Hagelin from a long three in the corner. That's no good. Rebounded by the Jaguars. Ryan puts up a one-handed floater. No good. Schrupp gets the rebound, pulls it back out, puts up a three. No good. Oh, big rebound there by Miller of the Jaguars. Three-pointer at the top of the key by Adam Schrupp again. Back-to-back threes by Adam Schrupp, and it's a nine-point lead for RCW. 29-20, 4:45 on the clock here in the first half. Jaguars on a run. Eagles with the ball. Molden goes down, stops his dribble, pops it out to Hagelin. Eli wide open for a three. He hits it. You can't. Open and the Jaguars did, and they paid for it there. Nice looking three-point shot there by Eli Hagelin. 29-23. Driving to the basket to the right side. Miller pushed to the floor. We got a foul on the Eagles. The crowd's really into it tonight. Here comes the eighth grader, Jonathan Driggs, 6'1", eighth grade, back in for the Jaguars. They have the ball on their side of the court. They lead 29-23. Isaac Hain being guarded there by Matthew Arndt. Hain from the free throw line pulls it back out. Miller for three, and the Jaguars are hot with three-pointers. My goodness. 32-23. Jaguars, Hagelin. Molden in the paint. Big guy goes to the basket, lays it up and in. And that's your first field goal for Caden Molden. And it's 32-25, 3:36 on the clock. Adam Schrupp goes to splits the defender, goes in, blocked again by TJ. And the Schrupp steals it right back. Ryan Schrupp down to Miller, shot up and missed it. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle ball. 32-25 RCW. Wow. Davis downloaded TJ on the baseline. TJ muscles his way to the basket, and that's partially blocked from behind. Here's Ryan Schrupp with the ball. Long three-pointer by Adam Schrupp. He missed one finally. 32-25. Schrupp had knocked got three threes here in the first half. Molden will try a three. Nothing but net for Caden. And he has a sweet shot. And the Eagles clawing their way back in. They were down by nine. 32-28 now the score. Here's a three-pointer by Hain in the corner. Ooh, that was in and out. Rebounded by TJ. Hagelin goes to the free throw line. Wanted to shoot it. Good defense there. Here's a long three-pointer by Patzer. That was off the mark. No good. 2:10 on the clock. Jaguars with the ball. Long three-pointer by Ryan Schrupp. That missed everything. And you'll hear the air ball chant from the Lockerbell students. 2:05 left in the first half. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Jaguars lead 32-28. But the Eagles are bringing the ball up the floor slowly. Caden goes to his left side, puts up a three-point jump shot. No good. Rebounded there by number 13, Chase Miller. Jaguars with their lead and the basketball. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Oh, Ryan Schrupp went left hand, stop, put left hand shot up, no good. Caden with the rebound. Cookie up to Arndt. Arndt for a quick three, the release, no good. That one missed badly. Here's a three-point shot by Miller. No, won't go. Man, the three balls are flying right now. Eagles with the rebound. Eagles to Caden. Caden wide open for a three, in and out. And Miller with the rebound. Back the other way we go. 109, 106, 104. Jaguars with the possession and the lead right now, 32-28. They go down. Nice pass to Miller. Oh, rolled it off the rim. No good. That was a beautiful pass by Adam Schrock. So now the Eagles with 50 seconds left in the first half. Passer across midcourt. They're down to the Jaguars. 32-28. Eglin. Top of the key. Passer. Passer drives to the basket. Kick pushes the shot up and scores. Passer with 13. Passer has 13. Adam Schrupp with 13 for the Jaguars. 20 seconds. Jaguars leading by 2 points. Looks like they're going to go for the last shot and go into the locker room with a lead. 32-30. Jaguars leading 10, 9, 8. Schrupp way out at midcourt. 5. Now he makes his move to the basket from the free throw line. Jump shot scores. And a half-court shot by Passer is no good. What a first half of basketball. Jaguars lead the Eagles 34-30 at the half. We'll take a couple minute break and we'll be back with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report after this.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Hero Sports Bar and Grill in Canby has homemade meals by day and they're a watering hole by night. Heroes is capable of hosting a wide range of events, birthdays, weddings, reunions, and parties. Come on in, watch Canby Lancers sports on the TVs. Open daily for lunch, and remember, bingo is back on Tuesdays with burger night specials. Hero Sports Bar and Grill open Monday through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at 205 West 1st Street, Canby.
Kyle Small Engine Repair and Sales is your complete small engine repair shop, repairing all makes and models. They also carry a complete line of power equipment, including Dalmar power products, chainsaws and string trimmers, Core outdoor power equipment, Honda lawnmowers and power equipment, Country Clipper and Hustler zero-turn lawnmowers, trailers by Aluma and Finish Line trailers. Check them out today. That's Kyle Small Engine Repair and Sales, located at 2843 Highway 212, just west of the Dawson Golf Course.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is love for the game.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship, and most of those are worth far less than the cost of tuition. So, why do they play?
My reason why is commitment.
My reason why is friendship.
A sense of purpose. Love for the game. To help others. Friendship. There are lots of great reasons to play high school sports and to participate in other high school activities like cheerleading, debate, and music. Tell us your reason using the hashtag #MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Minnesota State High School League.
Time for the halftime report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to La Capitale Valley High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, Section 3A Boys Basketball Playoffs. What a first half we've had. You want to guess that these teams are seated... What are they seated here? 7 for the Eagles and 10 for the Jaguars. They're really not playing like it at all. The Jaguars lead the Eagles at halftime 34-30. let's go through some of the scoring. Chase Miller, he's got 8 points for Miller. Payne with 5 points. Ryan Schrupp with 10. Schrupp has 2 three-pointers in the game. And Adam Schrupp, his brother, has 13. And Adam has 3 three-pointers. So the Schrupp brothers have 5 three-pointers in the first half. For La Caprile Valley, scoring-wise, we got 5 guys that have scored. T.J. Mitchell with a free throw. Caden Molden with 6. Matthew Arndt with a bucket. Eli Hagelin with 7. And your leading scorer in the first half for La Caprile Valley is Davis Patzer with 13. And Patzer hit 2 threes in that first half. So the Jaguars lead 34-30. The winner will take on the Lakeview Lakers. The Lakeview Lakers are number 2 seed in Section 3A North. The winner of this game will take on Lakeview at 2:30 on Saturday in Montevideo. There's actually going to be 4 games played in Montevideo on Saturday. The number 1 seeded Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and Camden Conference champions. They will play at 11 o'clock Saturday morning against the winner of Yellow Medicine East and Owabasso. And the Rabbits and the Sting are playing right now, and they're just about at halftime. And Owabasso has a 1-point lead over Yellow Medicine East, 27-26. So the Blackjacks will take on the winner of the Sting or the Rabbits at 11 o'clock. And at 12:30, McCray will play Canby. That'll be a good one. It's always a good one. It's the 4 and 5 seed playing each other. That at 12:30 Saturday. And as I mentioned, Lakeview takes on the winner, La Caprile Valley RCW at 2:30. And the last game of the day in Montevideo on Saturday is the 6-seeded Mineota Vikings taking on the 3rd-seed Central Minnesota Christian Jaguars. So, a lot of section basketball tomorrow night. I will be at the RA facility, and it's going to be a dandy one. La Caprile Valley Eagles girls taking on the Mineota Vikings for the 3rd time this season. 6 o'clock tip-off from the RA facility in Marshall tomorrow night. And that will be fun. Can't wait for that one. And once again, Team United today and Team Wrestling at the State Wrestling Tournament at the XL Energy Center. Earlier today, they lost to Castle Mantraville in their first match, 47-18. Then they beat Mora 42-30. And then they defeated Pequot Lakes. They went right down the heavyweight. Brady Rhodes won a decision 4-2 at heavyweight to put Team United over the top, 35-32 over Pequot Lakes for 5th place in the state in Class A team wrestling. Congratulations, Coach Hank Ireland and his coaching staff and Team United wrestlers. That is pretty cool. That's pretty neat. And, of course, the individual state wrestling tournament starts tomorrow. Dick Newman, Danny Lee will be on the air throughout the day, off and on, with covering Team United wrestlers, Camby Lancer wrestlers, and Mineota Vikings wrestlers tomorrow. So they got a big job tomorrow, and then the individual tournament continues on Saturday as well. That'll wrap up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. And hey, you want to tune in tomorrow morning, Friday morning, 9:15. Monica's going to be in the studio for Fashionista Fridays. Fashionista Fridays with Monica tomorrow morning at 9:15. Tune in for that. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios for a couple minutes. And you don't go away. You won't want to miss the second half here. The Jaguars leading 34-30.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
You give your best to grow it, expect no less to protect it. Talk to your friends at Boris Crop Insurance Agency, insuring and serving farmers in Minnesota and South Dakota since 1995. They offer MPCI and crop hail policies and offer personalized farm map books. Call anytime for an appointment. That's Boris Crop Insurance Agency, where Mark, Deb, and Tiffany are ready to go to work for you. Give them a call, 320-752-4545. Boris Crop Insurance Agency, experience you can trust, an equal opportunity provider.
Welcome back to Lacapao Valley, everyone. We're going to get the second half underway here. The Jaguars will get the possession. They lead the Eagles by 4 points. 34-30 to start the second half. And nobody has left this gym. The winner plays Saturday. The loser is done for the year. Here we go. The Jaguars with the basketball. We'll pick up the action. Jaguars with the ball. They're going to my left right now. Number 13 with the basketball, it's Miller. Shrupp, jump shot inside the free throw line, good by number 3, Adam Shrupp. 15 points for Adam. It's a 6-point lead for RCW. Eagles with the ball, Hagelin. Eli forces himself in the paint, drops it off to TJ, and TJ kind of banked it in from the side. How did he do that? Nice shot by T.J. Mitchell. And the ball goes down the floor, stolen by Matthew Art. Fast break. Passer has to run it down and keeps it from going out of bounds. Good hustle by Passer. And Passer will put up a three, and it's nothing but net again. Davis Passer. 16 points for Passer. 36-35, just like that. Jump shot from the free throw line by number 11, Isaac Haynes. And he makes it. And the Jaguars up 38-35. Passer drives to the basket, tries to kiss it off the glass. No good. TJ with the rebound and put back. Good. TJ Mitchell with a strong rebound and put back. And it's a 1-point lead for the Jaguars, 38-37. Haynes, long three-pointer. Off the mark. Hits the back iron. And it looks like Passer might have tipped it out of bounds. 38-37. And Jaguars inbound it. Now they go to Ryan Shrupp, the sophomore. Explodes to the basket. He's fouled. Ryan Shrupp, the 6'1" sophomore. Driving to the basket, and the foul, I'm not sure who they called it on. Now, Coach Rademacher wants an explanation. They're going to call it on Molden, the second. Free throw is good by number 4. That gives him 11 points for Ryan Shrupp, number 4. Second free throw is also nothing but net. 12 points for Ryan Shrupp, 15 points for Adam Shrupp. It's 40-37. RCW leading. Molden drives to the basket, tries to kiss it up off the glass. No good. There's Eli with the garbage bucket. Nice job by Eli Hagelin in the right place at the right time. 40-39. Jaguars just underway. Passer steals the ball. Passer's off and running. Passer drops it to Molden. Score! What a nice fast break by the Eagles. Davis Passer stealing the ball, went coast to coast, drops it down to Molden for the basket. And a foul on the Eagles out front here, right in front of Coach Matt Hunter-Cook. Eagles. Jaguars with the ball. they find themselves down 9-1 now. Hayne drives up to the basket, and he threw the ball over the basket. And he was knocked to the floor. No whistle, no foul. Coach Huntercook not happy about that. The Eagles will get the basketball with their one-point lead. Here's Matthew Hart being harassed down the floor. Passer wide open. Oh, pulls it down. Kicks his travel call, I think, on Davis Passer. Turnover, Eagles. 41-40, one-point lead for Lacapaul Valley. There's Ryan Schrupp for the Eagles, bringing it across midcourt to Hayne. Back over to Schrupp, being guarded tightly there by Eli. Schrupp goes in the paint. Now he throws up a one-handed shot. No good. Oh! Jack Wordy hit the floor hard there. Looks like he hit his head hard. He gets up. No foul called there. Eagles will get the ball with their 41-40 lead. Passer over to Matthew. Arndt back to Passer. They have yet to cross midcourt. Now they do to TJ. Back to Arndt. One-point lead for the Eagles. Arndt on the baseline. Over to Caden. This has really turned into an entertaining basketball game. Passer all the way across to Caden. DJ back to Molden. Molden lights up a three. That's way short. Rebounded by Matthew Arndt. The Eagles keep possession. Passer for three. Off the back iron. Molden with the rebound. Loses the ball to Chase Miller. So the Jaguars have a chance to take the lead with a basket. Here's Schrupp for three in the lead. He missed it. Ball's loose. Hayne keeps it. Back to Schrupp on the baseline. And Kevin, the referee's calling something here. Looks like the Eagles are going to get the ball. Jaguars ball, he says, okay. Caden was trying to take the ball from the referee to get the possession. Didn't work. 41-40. Lobs it in. The Jaguars lob it in. They're down by a point. That was a good effort by Caden trying to fool the referee. Turnaround jumper by Schrupp. Adam, no good. Rebounded by Passer. Boy, the Lacapaul students, they're here in big-time numbers right now. They are cheering on these Eagles. They're leading by a point. Hegland for three. That's off the mark. Ball goes all the way out to the free throw line. Rebounded by Ryan Schrupp. Hayne with the basketball. Isaac on the baseline. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebound by Woodish. And it's blocked. And Molden keeps the ball. The ball's loose at midcourt. And the Jaguars keep the possession. Hagelin knocks the ball out of bounds. Jaguars keep ball on their side of the court. They're down by a point. 41-40. Inbounding it now on the Mungai end. Over to number 11, Hayne. Being guarded by Matthew there. Jaguars, three-point shot, top of the key. Oh, that was way, way short by Isaac Hayne. And the Eagles come up the floor with their 41-40 lead. 12:53 to play in this section boys basketball playoff game. Who wants to play Lakeview on Saturday? Eagles running their offense. Arndt goes to, explodes to the basket. Matthew Arndt. 4 points for Matthew. He had a bucket in the first half, and there's his bucket in the second half. 3-point lead. Jaguars go down low, and they lose the ball out of bounds. It'll be Eagle ball. 43-40. Lacapaul Valley with a 3-point lead. A little pressure put on now by the Jaguars. Eagles break it. Arndt's in trouble. He's double-teamed. And now timeout by Coach Rademacher. Timeout by Coach Rademacher with 12:18 to play. Lacapaul Valley 43, RCW 40. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball right here on Q92.
Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City has the best selection of new and used fifth wheels and travel trailers for great prices and the best service around. Shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City. They're located right off Highway 7. So if you're looking for a new camper or used, Rebel Camper has a very large selection to choose from. For your next camper, shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Clara City.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
All right, we're back. Coming on commercial break, there goes Caden Molden to the basket. Caden Molden scores, and it makes it 45-40, Lacapaul Valley, with 11:50 to go in the ball game. Remember, the winner plays Saturday, the loser's done for the year. Jaguars had a four-point lead at half, 34-30. And the Eagles now lead by 5, 45-40. Rademacher comes back in the game. Looks like Arndt's going to get a break here. Jaguars will inbound the ball on their side of the court. Underneath their basket, excuse me. They lob it in to Miller. Miller goes to the basket. Couple Eagles fly. We got a whistle. And Miller's going to the free throw line. Number 13, Chase Miller, a 6'2" senior. And he's got 8 points here in the first half. Miller with the basketball. Free throws are crucial down the stretch here. And he makes the first one. 45-41. Second free throw is also good. 45-42. Lacapaul Valley leading. Renville County West. The Eagles already beat the Jaguars twice this season. Last time they played them here, the Eagles put up 92 points. Oh, nice pass from Hagelin. The TJ scores. What a play by Eli Hagelin. A pass, beautiful pass from Eli Hagelin to DJ Mitchell. And Mitchell makes the basket, and he was fouled by the eighth grader, Jonathan Drake. So Mitchell tried to make a three-point play, and he missed the free throw. Rebound by Eli. Eagles keep possession. Molden drives baseline, kicks it in the corner to Rademacher. Now to Hagelin. 47-42, Lacapaul Valley. DJ looking to get it to Rademacher, out to Eli. Eli from the free throw line, jump shot, hit the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Adam Schrupp. Schrupp, top of the key, goes by Patzer, lays it up, left hand. Adam Schrupp, what a nice move that was. 17 points for number three, Adam Schrupp. And the lead is to cut to three, 47-44, Lacapaul Valley. TJ goes down low. Foul by Drinks. TJ will get two shots. Once again, congratulations to Team United Wrestling. Fifth place at state today. Tomorrow, individual start. Free throw is good by TJ. He's having a good second half here. He just had 1 point of free throw in the first half. He's got seven here in the second half. Second free throw here by TJ Mitchell. Rattle in and out, no good. And Eli tipped it to Molden. Eagles keep ball. 48-44. TJ in the paint, kicks it out to Molden. Molden in the corner for a three. Nothing but net. Caden Molden for three. 14 for Molden. Here's Adam Schrupp for three. That's no good. Molden with the rebound. 51-44. Passer. Ooh, he's fouled. Let the ball be played in on the side. Rademacher will inbound the ball. And Coach Matt Hunter-Cook calling a timeout. So a 10-16 to go in the ball game. Rockefeller Valley 51, RCW 44. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball right here on Q92.
Kerry Harding and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding at Southwest Insurance Services in Canby, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Some of us were born to farm. Some diesels, like Cenex Premium Diesel, were born to fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn to reduce particulate matter and keep filters cleaner for longer. Fuel your equipment like a pro with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster and leave typical number 2 diesel to the amateurs. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Timeout's over by Coach Matt Hunter-Cook, and the Eagles have the ball. And now a foul away from the basket. It's on the Eagles. Not sure who that's going to be on. Oh, it's going to be on Rademacher. 51-44 the score. The Eagles are leading RCW. RCW had a 4-point lead at halftime, 34-30. And if you want your season to continue, you got to win this game in order to play on Saturday against Lakeview in Montevideo. Oh, T.J. Mitchell almost stole the ball. Ryan Schrupp with the basketball. He's had a heck of a game. He'll put up a three, and he missed that one. Hit the front of the rim. And Allpress passes over to T.J. Mitchell. 51-44, La Caprile Valley. 9:35 left in the ballgame. A lot of basketball yet to be played. Here's Patzer from way out. Missed it. Rebounded TJ, kicks it out to Matthew Arndt for three. That's no good. Rebounded there by RCW's Miller. Ryan Schrupp, who's a sophomore, loses the ball at midcourt. Picked up by Patzer. Fast break for the Eagles. There goes Allpress in. He missed the layup. And Miller with the rebound to Schrupp. Schrupp up to Wurdish. Wurdish goes to the basket and scores. That's Jack Wurdish's first basket of the game. 51-46. Under 9 minutes to go. Arndt tries baseline. Nobody guarding him. And Arndt scores his 6th point of the game. And it's 53-46. Now Arndt steals the ball. Throws it back in. Ball loose. Molden picks it up. Good hustle there by Matthew Arndt. Here's Cade Molden. Coming down to crunch time. 8 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Patzer drives. Kicks it to Allpress. In the jump shot by Allpress. No good. Rebound tipped to Ryan Schrupp. 53-46, Eagles. Hain from the corner, no good. Here's the Eagles with the basketball. The possession with exactly 8 minutes to go. Arndt for three from the corner. Matthew Arndt hits his first three-pointer of the game. He's got 9. Eagles with their biggest lead. Now the ball goes out of bounds. Lock of Paul Valley basketball. And timeout by Coach Hunter-Cook. Biggest lead of the night for La Caprile Valley is 10. 56-46. Timeout on the floor. 7:47 to play. You're listening to Eagle Basketball right here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather,
and fuel prices, check with Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, your number one cooperative located in Cottonwood, Minnesota. You can go online to cottonwoodcoopoil.com. Give them a call at 507-423-5505. That's 507-423-5505. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. See them for all your seed treatment, precision ag, propane, and petroleum product needs. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood, Minnesota.
So you may have heard that Napa's got the good stuff. Well, if you're wondering exactly what that is, I'm here to tell you. The good stuff is everywhere in Napa. It's availability on over 300,000 parts with unsurpassed quality that you won't find with our competitors. It's everyday low prices on everything you need. And the good stuff is that professional, knowledgeable salesman who knows auto parts like the back of his hand. So get ready and get the good stuff you need at Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Your Napa Auto Parts store for this area is A&B Auto, located downtown Dawson.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Matt Hunter-Cook. It's a 10-point lead for Lacapal Valley, 56-46. 7:35 to go in the game. There goes Matthew Arndt to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nobody really contested him. And Matthew Arndt has exploded for 9 points here in the second half. Schrupp for a long three, no good. Offers with the rebound. 12-point lead. Offres goes in, lays it up, no good. Rebounded by Adam Schrupp. Jaguars going to have to drop some dimes here. Oh, they go down low. Oh, what a block by Caden Molden. And it's a call to jump ball. Caden Molden on Jack Wurdish. Whoa. Eagles with the possession. That got the crowd into it there. 58-46, Lacapal Valley leading. Hagelin, top of the key to Molden on the left wing. Allpress will go to the basket, kicks it out. Oh, it gets right back to Allpress, and now he is fouled. 58-46, Eagles. I think the Jaguars have only scored 12 points here in the second half. Eagles inbounded on underneath their basket. They get it to Allpress. Sagan over to Eli. Down on the baseline to Matthew. Here's Patzer. Eagles gonna go get and try to get a good shot. Patzer drives to the basket, lays it up, off, no good. Rebounded there by Miller. Jaguars with the basketball. And now a jump ball again. TJ Mitchell ties Mungai up. Molden's going to come back in. Patzer will come out. Allpress is going to come out. So on the floor for Lacapal Valley, you got TJ Mitchell, Molden, Hagelin, Arndt, and Rademacher in now. Jaguars inbound the ball. They're down 58-46. Time running out. 6:12 to play in the ball game. Here's a top of the key three by Adam Schrupp. That hits the glass. No good. Rebounded by TJ. TJ Mitchell with a number of rebounds here tonight. Molden from Caden from way out three. Another three for Molden. 17 points for Caden Molden. He leads the Eagles in scoring. Now TJ steals the ball and he's fouled by Adam Schrupp. Lacapal Valley will have the ball. That's to bring it up the full length of the court. A little pressure put on here by RCW. Arndt brings it across midcourt, and now a whistle and a foul on RCW. That was a close game. And the Eagles went on a bit of a run there. Oh, someone's going to the free throw line. Looks like Matthew Arndt. Matthew Arndt to the line. Looks like Matthew's going to shoot his free throw. Free throw's up and good. Matthew Arndt with 12 points. 12 points for Matthew Arndt. It's 62-46. Arndt makes the second free throw. 63-46. 5:32 to go. Jaguars got to score some points in the bunches here, and they start right away with Ryan Schrupp with a basket. Ryan went right to the basket. Jaguar Eagles bring it across midcourt. Here's Rademacher. TJ down low. TJ Mitchell scores. TJ Mitchell scores. Eagles have outscored the Jaguars here in the second half. 32-12. 32-12 in the second half. Jaguars go down low. They miss the shot. And now a foul. And it's going to be on the Jaguars. 65-48 Eagles. .446 to play. At the line is TJ Mitchell. What a nice game TJ's had. He's got 10 points. Free throws up and good. 11 points for TJ. He only had 1 point in the first half. Second free throw. And that's no good. Rebounded there by Adam Schrupp. Schrupp off and running. Got to give credit to the Eagle defense. Here's a three-pointer by Hain. That's no good. TJ with the rebound off the free throw line. 4:33 to play. Molden Caden, the big guy, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Caden Molden, get out of his way. You might get hurt. 68-48, biggest lead of the night for the Eagles. Oh, and then Hain just lost the ball. Oh, it was tipped by an Eagle. Matthew Arndt says, no, I didn't touch it. 4:11 on the clock. Hain inbounds the ball. The Schrupp over to Miller. Oh, Molden got a hand on it. It goes up in the air, and the Eagles get the ball. Quick hands there by Caden. Passer. Dribbles the ball to his right side. Now Arndt lobs it under to TJ, and he got a hold on the Jaguars. Going to be on Ryan Schrupp. First foul there by Ryan Schrupp. Number 15 comes in. Carson Alex, a 5'10 senior. TJ at the line again, and it's good. 12 for TJ Mitchell. Eagles opening up this lead. Second free throw. Rolls around the rim, no good. Rebounded by Adam Schrupp. Schrupp across midcourt. And going to the basket is Adam, no good. Rebounded there by Miller, puts up a shot, blocked by Molden. McCain's called with the foul. Well, let's see, we got Patzer with 16, Matthew Arndt with 13, Cade Molden with 19, TJ Mitchell with 12. Chase Miller has 9 points. He's at the line, missed the free throw. For RCW, leading scores, Adam Schrupp with 17. Ryan Schrupp with 14. He's out of the game right now. Ryan is. Free throw by Miller is no good. Rebounded by Hain. Isaac Hain with the rebound. He'll turn around and launch a three. Hits the front of the rim. No good. TJ with the rebound. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to play. We'll have a Neon Needles post-game show coming up. 3:20, Caden out at midcourt. Now Miller almost stole the ball from him. Gets it over to Patzer. RCW not going to quit. Patzer goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Nice drive to the basket there. 18 points for Davis Patzer. 71-48. Long three-pointer by Miller. No good. There's another rebound by T.J. Mitchell. Well, looks like the Eagles will be in Montevideo on Saturday. Take on a very, very good Lakeview Laker team. We got a foul away from the basket. A foul away from the basket. It looks like Caden Molden's going to go to the line. 71-48, Lacapal Valley. Molden's free throw is good. And that was Caden's 20th point of the night. He only had six in the first half. T.J. Mitchell comes out of the game, gets a standing ovation. And Adam Schrupp comes out for RCW. And he's a senior. He gets a nice hand from the RCW fans that are here. Yeah, that time of the year, hard for seniors. And Adam's having a tough time on the bench right now, knowing that last time he'll put the RCW basketball uniform on. Caden Molden comes out of the game. Coming out for the Jaguars is Miller, also a senior. Gets a hug from his coaches. At the line is Haynes. Free throws up and good. 8 points for Haynes. Looks like Adam has 17. Free throws on its way and good by Haynes. And he's going to come out of the game. And he's a senior. So Haynes, Miller, Adam Schrupp, starters for Coach Undercook. Getting nice rounds of applause from the RCW fans here in front of us with 2:20 to go in the ball game. We got subs coming in for the both teams now. Rademacher to Allpress. And Allpress is going to, jump ball call. Good defense there by number 15, Carson Ellis. Patzer comes out. Rademacher out, getting high fives from the teammates on the bench. You know, the Eagles, give them credit, they really played a great second half. They were down by four at half. Here's shot from the baseline by number 22, Baxter Cullough. Shot is missed with 1:50 on the clock. And a shot up and blocked. And we got a foul. And the Lacapal Valley students shouting Jacob Pringle's name because Jacob's coming into the game. Number 23 at the free throw line. Nathanael. Free throw is missed. Here comes Jacob Pringle, number two, a 5'6 senior. Allpress comes out with the handshake from Coach Rademacher. Carson Fessenden in as well, a sophomore. Fessenden with the basketball. Cross midcourt for Lacapal Valley with 1:40 on the clock. Carson Young on the floor. Our first son, Zataro, on the floor for the Eagles. Trying to get everybody's name in here if I can. Pringle passes it over to Zataro. Fessenden. Clock running, 72-50 Eagles. Now we've got Brock Bjornheld coming in, and number 13 for Lacapal Valley. He's not in the roster. Fessenden with the ball. Over to Carson Young, and he's fouled. Stopping the clock at 105. So the Lacapal Valley Eagles, the stage is set. We'll see how Yellow Medicine East So we have a final. Yellow Medicine East has defeated Wabasso 63-53. So the Sting will get the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Second free throw is good by Carson Young. Young with the basket, his first points off the bench. And driving to the basket is number 23, Padanos. And he scores. Under a minute to play. There's Jacob Pringle for three. Oh, off the glass, no good. Bessonen gets the rebound. Carson in the corner. Jacob Pringle again. Jacob with another three. Good! Nothing but net for Jacob Pringle! From way out! And the crowd goes wild! That was nothing but net for Jacob! Wow! Here's a long three, and that's good for RCW. I think that was the eighth grader, number 31, Driggs. 6 seconds to go. Here's your final score. Lacapau Valley 76, RCW 55. And Jacob Pringle is celebrating with his teammates as the buzzer goes off. That was fun. That was fun. And that ends the season for Renville County West. They end the season 4-23. And we'll talk more about that. And maybe visit with Coach Rademacher in the Neon Needles post-game show. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back right after this.
Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City has the best selection of new and used fifth wheels and travel trailers for great prices and the best service around. Shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City. They're located right off Highway 7. So if you're looking for a new camper or used, Rebel Camper has a very large selection to choose from. For your next camper, shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Clara City.
So you may have heard that Napa's got the good stuff. Well, if you're wondering exactly what that is, I'm here to tell you. The good stuff is everywhere in Napa. It's availability in over 300,000 parts with unsurpassed quality that you won't find with our competitors. It's everyday low prices on everything you need. And the good stuff is that professional, knowledgeable salesman who knows auto parts like the back of his hand. So get ready and get the good stuff you need at Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Your Napa Auto Parts store for this area is A&B Auto, located downtown Dawson.
You give your best to grow it, expect no less to protect it. Talk to your friends at Boris Crop Insurance Agency, insuring and serving farmers in Minnesota and South Dakota since 1995. They offer MPCI and crop hail policies and offer personalized farm map books. Call anytime for an appointment. That's Boris Crop Insurance Agency, where Mark, Deb, and Tiffany are ready to go to work for you. Give them a call, 320-752-4545. Boris Crop Insurance Agency, experience you can trust, an equal opportunity provider.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Mineota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Mineota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota.
Service isn't about never having an outage, technical issue, or a problem. It's about how you respond. Quickly and effectively is how MBTV Wireless Internet strives to put our members first. We work hard to keep you connected by monitoring our network 24/7. MBTV Wireless technicians respond quickly to get you and your family back online. Check out MBTVWireless.com.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson,
look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand.
Dawson Co-op Credit Union can help your money go further with many savings and investment options, along with competitive interest rates. Contact one of our friendly member service reps at 1-800-276-0025 or stop in and see us at our Dawson, Boyd, Fergus Falls, or Renville locations. Dawson Co-op Credit Union. We are built on people helping people. Federally insured by NCUA.
New Golden Harvest Gold Series soybeans are here. These varieties feature exclusive genetics in high-demand trait platforms like Enlist E3 soybeans and ExtendFlex soybeans. Golden Harvest is setting a new standard for soybean performance and yield potential by listening to farmers and investing in the research and development of a portfolio that puts their yield potential first. Visit goldenharvestseeds.com on the web.
Or you can contact your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve and Seth Haas, Madison, Minnesota, to learn more about the Golden Series soybean lineup in your area.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to La Caprao Valley. This is the Neon Needles post-game show. And the Eagles advance to Saturday's play. They defeat RCW and end the Jaguars season 76-55. Join me in the Neon Eagles postgame show as head coach Robin Rademacher of the Eagles. Congratulations, Robin.
Thank you.
That was a heck of a second half you guys played.
Yeah, I don't have much of a voice left, so I'm sorry out there. We just, you know, they were hitting shots, and we went through that all in the locker room before the game, that they're going to go on a run. They're going to hit shots. Don't panic. Trust what we're going to do, and we're going to be fine. Second half, they hit 1-3, and that was with, 40 seconds left in the ball game.
Yep.
So we really got out and contested. We attacked the Hoopers, and we got some offensive rebounds. I just thought that we did a nice job. We ran a lot of our offense the second half through TJ. Even if he didn't score, he was kicking it out, and he made everything else for us a lot easier.
Yeah, TJ, he just had a free throw in the first half, and he ends up with 12 points. I got him for 12 anyway, so he had a heck of a second half, but it was more than points in the second half.
Yeah, and that's what he brings. It is more than points. You know, that's just, you know, papers, people talk about points, but coaches look at the little things, the intangibles, playing defense. You know, he come out there in the second half, and he started guarding their point guard, number three, shut him down. The setting the screens, the rebounding, the contesting shots out there, and not just TJ. The whole group of them started doing it, and we really bought in. That's what we said. If we're going to win, we're going to win it on the defensive side, and we really clamped down. I don't even know what they have at halftime, 30-some points?
It was 34-30. The Jaguars led by four at half.
So we cut them down to 21. We really did a better job on the defensive board. We didn't give them hardly any second chances, and that was kind of one of our goals. And then we wanted to attack the glass a little bit more, and I thought we did a nice job of that.
And they shot pretty well in the first half, I think.
And that's playoff basketball, and that's the scary thing with basketball. In a short game like this, a team gets hot from the outside. You start to hang your head and feel bad. We can't do that, and our kids didn't in the locker room. They came out, focused on the defensive side, and we really really clamped down.
Yeah, y'all scored the Jaguars in the second half, 46-21. So there you go.
Yeah, that's the difference. Well, and it comes down to the defense. And, you know, we I think we only had one lead in the first half, maybe by a point or something. They always had an answer. Second half, they come out, they get a shot right away. We score back and forth. And I go to Joel, gosh, if we can just get it out to 3 or 5, next thing you know, we got the 3 or 5, then 7, 10. And all of a sudden, you can just tell their guys, now they're starting to press a little bit on their shot, and they're forcing up a little quicker than they wanted to. And then it just kind of snowballed on them from there.
Talk about Davis Patzer. Davis really had a nice first half. He had 13 points in the first half. He was really hustling tonight.
They're
loose balls.
Well, we talk about that, and that's something we've struggled all year, getting those 50-50 balls. And we were getting a few of those tonight, and that's nice to see. Then we spread the floor. We got a lot of kids that are quick off the dribble. You look at somebody like Caden Mold and TJ. Caden's a big kid, but he's really fast. So the whole, he handles the ball so well. So we got the floor spaced out. That gives us an angle to drive, and then we like to flatten out and try to look for that three-pointer.
At the end of the game there, Caden went barreling down from half court, barreling into the basket there took it, and I go, I just screamed, get out of the way. You don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, you don't want to take a charge off of him. Most people don't. But if he starts playing downhill, like we like to say, he's a tough matchup because he can handle the ball. And, you know, I thought that one series we had a really good offense. We got an offensive rebound. We had a kick out into TJ. Molden went down to the baseline, and we found him wide open for a three. And that one there, that one kind of was the one in my mind. That kind of just changed the whole game, well, along with the one Davis hustled. He had a hustle play right here, saved the ball inbounds. We got it, and then he stepped back out on the baseline and knocked down three. And it's like, whoa, those are things that change the momentum of a game.
And that's going to be, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was thinking about that as our Egg Plus cooperative play of the game.
Yep.
I'm going with that one.
Yeah, that's just something that sticks out in my mind that, hey, those are the little things, those hustle plays. It's a huge momentum swing for us, and it really is deflating for RCW.
If you look at my scoreboard here, Matthew Arndt, 2 points in the first half. He ends up with 13. Look at how they did in the second half.
Well, we fed off our defense.
Yeah.
You know, and this is these kids' first time ever playing playoff basketball. TJ played a little bit last year. You know, we're young.
Yep.
So these kids haven't experienced that. So you know what? They're nerves.
Yep.
And now they got one under their belt. And you know what? Not many people are going to think that we have a chance against Lakeview. We played them tough at home way back in December or January, whenever that was, early in the year. We like our matchup. We feel that we have a team that can compete with them. You know, obviously, I know they're seniors, and they got a great squad. But, you know, it's playoff basketball. We've had a chance to play in Montevideo once this year. So we like our chances going down there. We're going to go out there, and we like our time, 2:30. It's a great time to play.
Yep.
It's an absolute great atmosphere to be in. So we're going to go out there, and I know our kids, I know what they're going to do. They're going to come out and work, and that's all I ask them to do every game is go out and compete. And for the most part, we do that.
All right. Just a note here, Yellow Mess Nice, the other round one game tonight. The thing, they were behind by quite a bit in the game when I was following it, and they come away with a 10-point win over Wabasso, 63-53, so the Sting get the Blackjacks at 11.
Yeah, Snell kid's a nice player. He's played a lot of basketball, so, yeah, that bodes well. And like I said, I'm worried about us coming out, and we're going to come out, and hopefully I would say that first 4 minutes, they're going to come out and try to throw the haymaker on us. If we can take that deep breath and withstand that first 4 minutes, I like our chances.
All right. Thanks a lot, Robin, for taking the time visiting with me, and congratulations on a good win tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
Head coach Robin Rademacher of the Eagles, and the Eagles come away with a 76-55 win over RCW tonight. And let's go through our Neonito Subway player of the game. Coach Rademacher and I visited, and we're going to give it to T.J. Mitchell for his great effort tonight. On the floor for Lac Crosse Valley, TJ come up with 12 rebounds, and he had a number of 12 points and a number of rebounds there in the second half. So TJ Mitchell, it's a nice T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway value meal. And we already talked about the Egg Plus cooperative play of the game by Davis Patzer. Patzer had a nice game as well, as did Arndt, Hagelin, Molden. And how about Jacob Pringle with the three-pointer there at the end of the game? That was awesome. So the stage is set for Saturday, round two of Section 3A Boys Basketball. Dawson Boyd will play Yellow Mess East at 11. McCray will play Canby at 12:30. Lakeview will take on Lac Parle Valley at 2:30, and you'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92. And then the 4 o'clock game is Mineota playing Central Minnesota Christian. And, of course, Saturday we'll have individual state wrestling with Dick New and Danny Lee from the XL Energy Center as well on Saturday. All right, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Thanks to Mike Meyer for working the board. And we'll be right back at it tomorrow night, 6 o'clock start from the RA facility, Section 3A North Girls Basketball Championship. It's going to be a great one. Lac Parle Valley and Mineota for the third time this year. Art Hill joins me on the broadcast tomorrow night. We'll be on a little before 6 o'clock. And with that, we'll turn it back to you to the studio. Once again, your final score from Lac Parle Valley High School tonight, Section 3A Boys Basketball. The Eagles defeat the Jaguars from RCW 76-55. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.